our hearts are receptive to God's word. As the word of the Lord is taught, we receive it as children and we walk in the light of the written word. We are changed, not just today, but forevermore. Amen. Glory to God. So we're looking at a series we started 3 weeks ago. Spirit-led thoughts. Spirit-led thoughts. What did I call it? Spirit-led thoughts. So, we began looking at how do we, you know, the focus is how to deal with thoughts and have spirit-filled thoughts every day of our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew 28, from verses 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and in the earth. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Teach all nations. He says, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. So teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It said, make disciples of every nation. Teach all nations. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, let's look at Mark's record. Mark chapter 16. It tells them to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Say, he that believes. Mark 16, 15. And if baptized shall be saved. Say, who believes not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. It says, in my name they will cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. So they will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. So they will lay their hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. Watch it. He has said, then after the Lord had spoken to them, now, he said he was received up into heaven, and sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, with the Lord walking with and confirming the words with signs following. Amen. Now, before now, okay, I'm getting someone. Now, he told them to go preach. Now, for the past 3 weeks, I've been sharing with us about our responsibility in the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Right? I talk about this in every section, in every of our teaching. So, today, I'll just ask you a question. How have you effectively carried out this instruction in the course of last week? In the course of last month? In the course of this month? How have you effectively preached the gospel to people? Today you are born again, see. It's hard to have someone call himself a believer. My pastor would say it's hard for him to believe someone is a Christian who doesn't derive pleasure in talking to people about Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hope you are with me. It's hard to call someone a believer who doesn't find pleasure in talking to others about Jesus. How can you say you are a believer and then you don't talk to people about Jesus? How? Hallelujah. Glory to God. The hallmark, or I shouldn't call it hallmark, but a very direct proof that I'm a Christian is that I must find it pleasurable to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. Find it pleasurable. Because that is God's vision, that is God's plan in the earth. So when Jesus said, make disciples, he's telling you what your responsibility is or are. Hallelujah. That's my responsibility, to tell somebody about Jesus. Since you got born again, How many people have been told? That fire must never go down. Hope you're hearing me. What must never happen to that fire? Must never go down. You know, you can gauge your Christian life. Am I doing well as a believer? Am I doing well as a believer? When last did I tell somebody about Jesus? I remember how they used to tell us then in Sunday school. Say, when last did you tell somebody Jesus loves them? So when you go to school, tell somebody Jesus loves you. That was how we started evangelizing. Just tell somebody Jesus loves you. So we'll go count the amount of children, amount of people who told in school Jesus loves you. Because, auntie, I told 10 people this week that Jesus loves them. Say, yes, you're doing well. You know, that is the character of a believer. To tell people that Jesus loves them in the preaching of the gospel. Hope you're hearing me. In the what? In the preaching of the gospel. Never forget it. Let's get down to what we're looking at today because of time. Matthew 1:1. It says, the books of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. The books of generation of Jesus Christ. Now, when you use the word the generations, we say that is the word in the Greek Genesis. It's writing about the incarnation of Jesus, and then he goes again to Genesis. Amen. We said that. So, Matthew was writing the incarnation, about the incarnation of Jesus, and it takes your mind again to Genesis. You go to Genesis, and what does it call Genesis? The son, he calls it the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Hallelujah. And I said, when you find the word son of David, son of Abraham there, it places deity. Son of David, son of Abraham is not saying children of David. No. We're going to see something today. When you use the word son of David there, son of Abraham, it places, it shows you Genesis is a book of sonship. And when it calls Jesus in Mark, Mark will now say, watch what Mark will say. Mark will now say, in the beginning, right? Oh, I'm trying to mix up Mark. Now, he called it the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He calls Jesus Son of God. And I said a very dumb question to ask is, if Jesus is the Son of God, who is the mother? Come, let's knock your head. It shows you didn't go to school. We should go and collect all your school fees. Amen. Especially if you are up to 18 years and you say, Jesus is the Son of God, who is the mother? Let's go and return. Just go to school and beg them that you don't deserve WAEC. That they should return back your money. That you are unintelligent. How can you say that? It's unintelligent people that say rubbish like that. When he says, when he calls Jesus Son of God, he says Son of God means he is deity. Meaning what Mark and Matthew say is that on Jesus is deity. Jesus is God. So they know he's not God, he's Son of God. What is your problem? I taught you that, right? When you hear the word Son, Ben Yahweh, that's the word Son, Son of God, Ben Yahweh, Ben Adonai, it means he is God. That's deity. Amen. Deity. Son in their world doesn't mean Son in your world today. Hope you're following me. Son in their world, say Jesus is the Son of God. He's not the same as Son in your world today. Son doesn't necessarily mean he or she is born biologically, like the way you use biology. No, it's not biological son he's referring to. Like, by biology, God had to have a wife. Who is God's wife? Imagine I don't tell you God, Jesus is, and God's wife is, it means God is immoral. Have you? And I'm sure you don't want to have an immoral God. Right? You don't want to have an immoral God. So, you don't say things like that. Hope you're with me. You don't say things like that. Jesus is Son of God means Jesus is God. Amen. And they write it very well. If we get to Matthew 28, what I just read, it says, in verse 20, it says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I am commanded, say, and lo, I am. He now uses the word I am there. Jesus himself used the word I am to show you that he's God. I've heard arguments from certain quarters where people will say Jesus himself never said he's God. And I said, you guys are crazy. Why would you say things like that Jesus never said he's God? How else do you want him to tell you he's God? When he says, I am with you. When you use the word I am with you, there is an Exodus language. Now, remember, they give you a background. In Matthew 1:1, he has said the book of the generations of Jesus Christ. He means that he is about to write about the incarnation of Jesus, who is God, and he tells you you will find it from Genesis, right? So when he says, I am with you, you go back again to where Exodus to see. That when he says, I am with you, that is an Exodus language. When God told Moses and the children of Israel that he will be with them. So when he said there, I am with you, their mind goes back again. Oh, this is God that was with the children of Israel. Did you see that? He says he will be with us today. Hallelujah. Look at Mark. Mark chapter 16. What we just read also. It says in verses 20. It says, let's start from verses 15. Let me just say from verse 15. They go into all the world and preach the gospel. He that believes and his brothers are the same. He that believes not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they will cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. So they will lay their hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. Watch that part. So it says, so then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven. Watch what he calls Jesus. He said, after the Lord had spoken to them. Mark that, he calls him Lord. After the Lord has spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of majesty. Now when he was sat at the right hand of majesty also, he shows deity. Hallelujah. He said, and they went forth and preached everywhere. Who was working with them? God was working with them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What that working with them? Exodus? Right? The Lord, when he calls him Lord, Exodus 2. Well, the word Lord there is that Greek, is that Hebrew word, or is the Greek word kurios from the Hebrew word where you have Lord, Adonai. It is Adonai Yahweh. So he shows you that he is the Yahweh of the Old Testament books. Hope you are following that. Hallelujah. He shows you that he is the Yahweh of the Old Testament books. Come on, why is this thing touching now? Somebody should go and ensure that this thing is okay. If it is the door, nobody should get to there. It means Jesus is Yahweh. You mustn't lose sight of that. He is Yahweh. Amen. Amen. Are you following me? Look at John. I'll skip Luke for today's teaching. John 1. It says the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And as the same was in the beginning with God, all things were made by him, and all things were sent to me, that was man. So in him is life, and the life is the light of men, and the light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended. It said there was a man who was sent to bear witness, whose name was John, who came to bear witness. Who came for a witness to be a witness of the light, that all through him may believe? So he's not the light, but was sent to be a witness of the light. So that was a true light, the light of every man that comes into the world. So he was in the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. It says, and as many as received him, to them he gave the right to be called the sons of God, who were born. He gave that to be called the sons of God, even to them that believes on his name. Say, who were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. It said, and the Word became flesh. Which Word? The Word in verses 1. The beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. I hope you're following me. The Word became flesh. So that means Jesus is the Word in the Old Testament book. Word there is not sentence. Word there is not spoken words. No. Word there is the Word Dabba Yahweh. The visible reality of God in the Old Testament books, say that is Jesus. Remember, John 1 said the Word was God. And that Word that is God, God became flesh. So Jesus in the incarnation is God as a man. Okay, following me? God as a man. Glory to God. So that means every writer wrote for you to go back and reread where they were writing from. Every writer of scripture has the Old Testament book as their background. Hallelujah. Romans 15 verse 4. Romans 15 4. Say wherefore. Let's open our Bible to Romans 15 verse 4.
Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. You.
Okay, 15 verse 4, it says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime. Aforetime there was a written scripture. We're written for our learning. That we, through the patience and comfort of scriptures, will have hope. So we say the things that were written aforetime, scriptures were written for our learning. This is that learning, there's where you have the word teaching. 2 Timothy 3:16 says all scriptures. What was scriptures to Timothy? Genesis down to Malachi. All scriptures are given by the inspiration of God. He says, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. I hope you're following that. Instruction in righteousness. So scripture is given for teaching. Teaching. So the things that were written aforetime, what we have as scriptures is not Bible story. So I want to, what is, I want to learn David's story. Samuel's story. Those stories are used to communicate the oracles of God. Hallelujah. So the Bible is not a storybook. The Bible is God's story. The Bible, I'll say it again. The Bible is not a storybook. It's not a storybook. It's not storybooks. The Bible is the story of God. Is God's story told in the stories of men. Do you see that? So that means the things that they now wrote was not, they were not just writing their stories. They were writing for you to see God, how God operates, how God functions through the stories of men. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. So we began to look at spirit-led thoughts. I'll take back some things that I'll take some things that I've told us before. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Let's see some of the things you said. He said, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray that your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord. This is that he calls, he said, your whole spirit, soul and body. Now we said that is the composition of man. Man is composed of spirit, soul and body. Did we say that? Did we say that? Man is spirit, soul and body. That's the composition of man. And I said it's not wrong to say man is a spirit that has a soul and lives in the body. It's not wrong. But Bible shows us that man is composed of spirit, soul and body. Now we said, we began looking at the mind, right? The soul, where also the soul, where we'll find the mind. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Where we'll find the mind. Glory to God. So we said, what do we have in the mind? Or what do we have around the mind? We said, the mind is where my thoughts, where I have my thought pattern, right? Man thinks through his mind. Think through his mind. So we said, in being born again, in salvation, when I got born again, what got saved? My spirit got saved. Hallelujah. I'll say, I have the Holy Ghost in my spirit. Hallelujah. Now, what has happened to our spirit? We are saved. The Spirit of God is in us. Right? Therefore, he now says, God wants to influence our mind from the Spirit. Now, the mind is influenced from both internal and external factors. Hallelujah. Amen. The mind is influenced from both internal and external factors. Now, we say the external factors are what he sees. What the mind sees with the eyes. What you see goes into your mind. Hallelujah. What you see goes into your mind. What you hear goes into your mind. What you feel goes into your mind. You see that? So the mind from external factors, see things, hear things, right? And feel things. Those things goes into the mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Through the agency of the body. Hope you are saying that. Watch it. Those things goes into my mind through the agencies of the body. So I've seen something. Glory to God. I've heard something. So those informations get to the mind. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Now, consistent hearing things over and again teach those things to the mind. When you hear things consistently, those things think into your mind. It forms your thought pattern. Now, what is a thought? Thoughts are pictorial. Listen to this. Pictorial. I remember this just now. I know I defined it for us years back. I just remember it now, but it slipped to me. But thoughts are pictorial. Okay. Let me explain it rather than defining it. Let me explain it. Now the things you've heard, the things you've seen, the things you've felt, now I say it goes into the mind, right? Right? Now, consistent of those things, when it becomes consistent, you now begin to form a mental picture of it. Now that mental picture is what is thought. Do you understand me? Amen. Mental picture of it, what is there. So, whenever you have thoughts, stay. Listen, whenever you have thoughts, stay in your mind. It shows you've been engaged in something. Amen. Some people, if that comes out, that thought process, something will come out as songs. Amen. You have always said, now, I said sometimes, you may not necessarily actively listen to it, but you stayed around it for a while. You may not be actively listening to it, but you are around there. That's right. I would be surprised the day that Pastor Wisdom will come around and then he'll be singing Oliver the Coke. I won't be surprised. You don't know who is Oliver the Coke? You don't know Oliver the Coke? You say, I won't be surprised. The day Pastor Wisdom will come out and then he'll be singing Ibo Ogene for me. Because every time I call him, we'll have conversations on Sunday evening, there's always Ibo Ogene song playing around him. I won't be surprised one day Pastor Wisdom will tell me, Pastor, I like Ogene music. Now, it doesn't mean he's actively listening to it, but he's hearing it around. Amen. Amen. You always, sir, I wasn't paying attention though. I was just there shouting, they were saying it. What did the scripture say? What does the Bible say? Blessed is he that what? Sitteth not in the seat of the scornful, nor standeth in the ways of sinners. Jesus, why did the scripture tell you that in Psalms? Psalms 1. Why? You know, you must be conscious. We're getting there today. Amen. Amen. You know, those ready are singing, Ayebo, Ayeba. Somebody call the popo. I said, no, Pastor, are you singing with them in your bedroom? Where you're taking your bed? Ayebo, Ayeba. Somebody call the popo. But how did you know this song? You were always around. You see that? It has gotten into your mind. Hallelujah! Glory to God. The recent one now that believers don't even know that that song is not even a Christian song. Is joy is coming, joy is coming. Say ah, joy is coming. Woo! You're not agalloing on joy is coming. That means you don't know scripture because joy is not coming. No, joy is not coming. The Bible says, you know, we are children of the kingdom. So what do we have in the kingdom? It says righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So joy isn't going to come. Joy is what we have. Hallelujah. Joy is what the believer has now. So when the believer says, joy is coming. Joy is coming. How? How? You're wasting your gallop. Amen. I hope you're following me. over and again. You've heard sins over and again. Now, I said sometimes some of those things are uncontrollable. Now, this is saying you can't be walking and they're singing, aye, bo, aye, bye. That's a, hey, go on, off it. They will off it. Yeah, you're working somebody's birthday party. Say, hey, off that thing. No. In my birthday, if you play it, I'll dance. Ah, you think I will not dance? I will dance instead. We dance Casablanca very well. Then we're going to think about Canada. You know me there. Now I'm imagining snow. Snow that you've never seen. Now, you know, some people, their problem, why they want to go to Canada, is not just because of the song. They just see people wear some big coats. How to get that? It's just what they want to wear. No reason. I just want to touch snow. Hey! They should come and feel rain. Come and see this kind of rain. Heavy. They should come and experience Hamatan. You see that? Ah! I've seen a white person that sees snow. When he experiences Hamatan, he say, what? What kind of weather is it? Hey! So you used to see, she is winter. Winter is cold. Come and experience Hamatan. Yeah, the place outside is cold. You wear suit, you'll be hot inside. You. Amen. Stay there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, the mind is important to God. So those things that go into your mind shape your thoughts, and your thoughts shape your words, and your words shape your life. So God needs your mind. And I told us, if the mind is not important, there will be no Romans 12 verse 2. Romans 12 2. It says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know that which is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. Some people think all about Romans 12 2 is about marriage. I want to know the good will, God perfect will for marriage. No, not just about marriage. It's about the will of God in totality. And I need my mind to be renewed for it. Hallelujah. I need what? My mind to be renewed. So that means, right? My mind is vital in how I obey the will of God. In how I obey the will of God. We saw that when we had the teaching, God leads us always. Your mind is important. Amen. The leading of all of God's leading is in our spirit, I told us. All of God's leading. But we need to, now, all of God's leading in our spirit, right? But it needs to be exposed to our mind so that we can walk in the light of it. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. So God needs my mind. So how does God want to influence my mind? By His Spirit. We say that. Hallelujah. By His Spirit. Because not just God that needs my mind, the devil also needs my mind. Hope you are with me. The devil needs my mind. So that is the reason for the things you see, hear, and think. The social media. I told you, there are people whose work is to make you think in a certain direction. You guys don't know that, look up now everybody. You guys don't know that, I was telling someone this some months back, a friend of mine, and I told him, I said, see, why do you think that, please, take me out of the record. Do you understand? Satan is the man. Hallelujah. Amen. So therefore, we say we have a responsibility. Was that what we said? Of feeding our mind with God's word, right? Right? We have a responsibility towards our mind. So feed our mind with God's word. Feed it with God's word. Proverbs 4, verse 20. This is my son. Attend to my word. Say, incline your ears to my saying. Let them not depart out of your heart. Say, keep them in the midst of your heart. I mean, let them not depart out of your eyes. Now, he said the word should not depart out of your eyes. Meaning, his word should not lose, should be part of your thoughts. We'll get here next week. Though his word should form your thoughts. Say, keep them in the midst of your heart. You know, say, for they are life to them that find it. Hallelujah. Mape, that's the Hebrew word. They are mape, medicine to them that find it. You know, say, and they are health They are life to them that find it, and they are health, right? Right? To all their flesh. That's the word, the health there, the word mape. Right? He now says, guard your heart, verse 23, Proverbs 23, with all diligence. That's the responsibility. Out of it are the issues that govern life. So I have a responsibility of guarding my heart. I have a responsibility to guard my heart. I'll guard my heart. Guard my mind. Remember, I thought the word heart there is referring to our minds, right? We'll guard our heart, our minds, with all diligence. Diligence means I should be careful. Though I might not be able to control. Now, when I use the word, before I get to the word diligence, let's look at the word guard there. I said the word guard there is how I act as an immigration officer, a custom officer at the border town. Where at the border town, you ensure there's no contraband. Amen. There's no contraband. So I should keep that kind of guard. So that means keeping that kind of guard means I'll be proactive. I'm guarding proactively. Amen. Amen. Then I do Operation Trump. What is Operation Trump? You go into the city and look for the ones that have mistakenly entered. Amen. Amen. The ones that are inside. Operation Trump. Go inside. The ones without certificates. Illegal immigrants. In my mind. Illegal things in my mind. Go and sweep them away. Operation sweep. Take them out. So that means I have a serious duty over my mind. I have a serious duty over my mind. And that duty I have over my mind is not passive. Amen. It's not passive, it's active. I have an active duty over my mind. Hallelujah. Especially in this world where there are a whole lot of noises. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we said last week, in guarding our hearts, we have to fill our hearts with God's word. By listening to God's word, fill your heart with God's word. Listen more to God's word. Fill your mind. Soak yourself with God's word. Soak yourself with God's word. Amen. I love the way dear man of God will put it. He says, just like the India, those in Asia, India, those, the Japanese, India, China, the way they drink garlic, that begins to ooze out of their lives. They take God's word that way. Amen. Amen. You know, you cannot someone that's from India, when it passes, you say, oh, this is from India. The garlic will just go with it. Boom! Now, take God's word religiously. As in, listen to God's word. Hallelujah. Listen to God's word. Listen to God's word. Listen to God's word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why do we listen to God's word? Because those are informations in our spirit, and we're exposing our minds to them. Exposing our minds to them. Glory to God. They're exposing our minds to them. Glory to God, expose your mind to them. Much more, expose your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, there are revelations to our mind. So, revelation is not for our spirit. Revelation is for our mind. So, when I hear God's word, it's revelation to my mind. Hallelujah. To my mind. To my mind. So, when I get born again, my mind is not knowledgeable. Did we say that? Right? So, I have to feed my mind. I have to feed my mind. Feed my mind. So we said, feeding my mind starts from hearing God's word, right? But it doesn't end there. Amen. It starts from hearing God's word, but it doesn't end at hearing God's word. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. It starts from hearing God's word, but it doesn't end there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Doesn't end there. So, in feeding my mind, It should be active. So I've heard God's word. It doesn't end there, like I said. Look at Hebrews chapter 13. It doesn't end there. Hebrews 13. Verses 5. It says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with that, I mean, with such as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. What? I mean, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what men shall do unto me. He said, the Lord has said. The Lord has said, is that the word? Right? So when you hear God's word, it will propel a speaking. That we may boldly say. So feeding on God's word starts with hearing God's word, but doesn't end there. Hear God's word, and then you feast on God's word. It should produce words. Hallelujah. It's active. Active. Second Corinthians 4. 4, verse 13. Hear this. It says, we have the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore I have spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. I believe, and speak. So when I come to hear God's word, when I believe God's word, what do I do? I say, hallelujah. I say God's word. I say God's word. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 10, quickly. Romans 10. Verse 9. It says, if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made to salvation. So how do we get born again? We'll believe God, and then we'll see it out. We'll believe it with our heart, and then we'll confess what we believe in our mouth. That's the word homologio. Homologio. To speak in. To speak. Let me put it the way we'll put it yes, back. To speak pari passu. Amen. To speak in agreement with. Hallelujah. So that means my mouth and my heart agree. My heart hears God's word. Right? I hear God's word. I believe it. I believe this is God's word, and then it comes out of my mouth. My mouth is in agreement with God's word. Hallelujah. So when I hear God's word, what do I do with God's word? It comes out of my mouth. That is how I school my mind. You hear me? I school my mind by hearing God's word and then saying it actively to my life. A dear man of God, Reverend Hankins, will say, he says, the word of God was first spoken. Hear this. Everybody hear this. Reverend Hankins, Mark Hankins, in U.S. He will say this. He said, the word of God was first spoken. Then it was written so that it will be spoken. Hope you're with me. I'll say it the last time. The word of God, what we have as scriptures today, was first spoken. What we have as scriptures was first spoken, then it was written, so that it can be spoken. Did you see that? Amen. So why do we have the word of God written? So that we can speak it. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. So the word was first spoken, then written, so it can be spoken. So it can be spoken. So when I speak God's word, what am I doing? I'm feeding on God's word. Hallelujah. I'm feeding on God's word. Hallelujah. Hope you're with me. I'm feeding on God's word. Glory to God. Glory to God. It doesn't mean that there are other things that you might... No. No. We're in this world, right? We're in this world, and because we're in this world, see, there are some things you cannot control, right? There are some things you cannot control. So don't waste your time trying to control what is not within your reach. Like I said to you, you can't have people doing party on the street and they are singing, joy is coming. And they say, stop it, stop it. It's not joy is coming. You say, I have joy. No, you can't do that. Amen. Even if you are in that party, you should dance. If not, you'll be seen as a zombie. Amen. Amen. There you go. You should just, if you can't dance, just stop to, just start doing labalaba. Amen. Just start doing labalaba dance. I don't know how somebody would name it dance, laba laba dance. And that dance has stayed in ages. Amen. Glory to God. You guys don't know what is laba laba. Oh, there's a man of God that has that as a call. And that he just come to laba laba. I don't know how they even bend the hand. Amen. So let's get to God's word again. So, don't spend your time trying to control what is not within your reach. Amen. Hope you're with me. Don't. But I can do something about it. Now, you should ensure you yourself have control. You can't tell the kind of movies that they will make tomorrow. And it's on your Netflix. It's on your YouTube. But I can't control it. Right? But I can control something. Before I watch any movie, I check the what? I'll look at the maturity rating. What is there? Right? Amen? Amen? If it is PG, I can watch with my children. If it is not PG, if it is 7 plus, sorry, you can't watch with me. It's 7 plus. Change and see. Amen? Amen? I won't see movies. I won't see movies that have raw content and then say I want to watch it. Why? You are testing, like Pastor Kubi will say, you are testing your Zoe. That's testing yourself. Believer. Say, no, I want to go for a nightclub. So go and do what? But when you are done with the nightclub, the next morning you'll be seeking God's what? No, because I want to listen to me. I don't understand. Why stress your life? What are you doing in nightclub? And they call you for a video, you'll be sleeping. We are praying though. You are praying and then you are looking for, they say, I'm just walking and praying. And then you go to somewhere and like, shut up, whatever. Well, when you go to the other one, you are the activer, you are the hype man. You are the hype man. You are the one sharing Dorime. Azu. So I want to drink Azu. That's what I read. It's only Azu. It's Azu. What are you doing there? What are you doing there? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, you can control something, but you can control, the ones you can control it. Hallelujah. That is how you act as a man at the border. Glory to God. Because the Bible says, out of your heart are the issues that control life. So if I know that my next 10 years is dependent on what I hear and do today, I will mind what I do and what I hear. Hope you're hearing me. Many times we don't know. Many times we don't know that we are where we are today because of the things we did yesterday. And where we'll be tomorrow will be as a result of what we'll say and do today. Hallelujah. Some people, I say this, some people that get into wrong attitude. Some people that get into things like masturbation and the like. Even starting one day. No! It's not even what you were watching. Amen. Imagine you are watching movie. You know, we used to do this when we were small. Very funny. You're watching movie and they begin to kiss you. Now be closing your eyes. Why are you closing your eyes? You don't know. You are they done? Are they done? Come on, let's knock your head. What are you doing there? Off the TV and go inside. Amen. Why are you closing your eyes? Only TV and go inside. But that's how it starts. Little by little. little by little. You know, begin to like movies that nobody's at home. When you sit down and watch movies that have sex scenes. Like that, you begin to visit sex sites. Like that, you now begin to do immoral things. You know that it was as a result of what you did day one, and you continue doing it. Well, those things are now going into your mind, Then you begin to think about it. Then you begin to live that kind of life. And here's where you are. Did you see that? Amen. Amen. The Bible says, little living. Living it the whole law. How you start. Hallelujah. Amen. And your mind is the focal point. See, I'll tell you the truth. There are a lot of ads on my Facebook that are disabled. So to say, I don't need this forever. Now, sometimes it's not because they are showing me sexual sins. No. In fact, you can't even try it. You are my friend. And I see that they mistakenly hacked your account, or it was not hacked, and you share some. Recently, I used to see it on some people's page. What? Somebody shared something and you are attacked. And you did review it and it showed up. I'll just block you. Even if you're not the one that shared it, so you were tagged and it showed. You are gone. And anybody that mistakenly tagged. Come on now, what's going on? If the battery is down, you work on the battery. Amen. Amen. If you mistakenly tag me, it will not show on my page. You know why it will not show on my page? I've set controls. That's what I said. The things you can control, control. If I don't approve any tag, you tag me, you just tag me in vain. I have to go and look at it from my back end. So if I see anybody that has tagged me, those rubbish goes off. I just block it. Just block it. I'm keeping control over my life. You see that? I'm the man at the border. I have to watch my mind. I have to watch my mind. Hallelujah. God wants your mind at his holy ground. I said that to us last week, right? God wants my mind at his holy ground. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So God wants to influence my mind with his spirit. My mind with his spirit. With the spirit. So it's not enough I've heard God's word. I have to say. Joshua 1:8. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You see that? This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. But thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. But then thou will make thy way prosperous and have good success. It's not writing about having good success in the exam. No. Having good success is how you deal with life. Hallelujah. With the leading of the Spirit. It says this book of the law, which is the written word, should not depart out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The second please. This is going to come out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate. The meditate there is the word Hagar. Hagar is used for how you say it. Amen. So that means what is written is not written to be there. It's written so that you say it. Hope you are with me. They are written so that you will do what? You say it. You say God's word. You say God's word. You say God's word. This is telling a pastor. He says, say God's word. Say God's word. That's how you navigate through life. Say God's word. Hallelujah. Say God's word. What are you doing with God's word that you hear? What are you doing with God's word that you write down? Say God's word. Hallelujah. So I say God's word. Hallelujah. I say God's word. Hagar, you say it. Spend time saying God's word. Spend time saying God's word. Spend time saying God's word. Spend time. In fact, you can run into us. Just say God's word concerning you. Say God's word concerning you. Say it. It's a training. It's a training. You know, I was saying it, but at some point it gets boring. No. I told you, boredom is where you find growth. Right? You're not saying it because you like to say it. You're not saying it because I feel like saying it. I'm saying it because I need to say it. I need to say it. It's important that I say it. Hallelujah. It's important that I say it. I say God's word. Hallelujah. 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 It's important that I say God's word to myself. I make progress. I make progress in the name of Jesus. When you're saying God's word, you say God's word. There's no fear around me. There's no fear around me. I'm bold for the gospel. I'm bold for the gospel. I'm bold for God's work. No, you're saying God's word, right? You're saying God's word. I have the light of life. I have the light of life. I have the light of life. I don't walk in confusion. In any areas of my life, I don't walk in confusion. I have the light of life. I have the light of life. The Lord is at work in me. The Lord is at work in me. Working in me for his good pleasures. Working in me for his own will. Working in me for his own... I'm saying God's word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You need to train yourself that way. You need to train yourself that way. Glory to God. You're saying God's word. You're saying God's word. Woo! You're saying God's word. There are believers who don't know God's word, but they don't live it or they don't say it. I mean, somebody's, and that is mental assent. Remember, Paul said, why should the 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, where he said, we believe, therefore we speak. You see that? He said, we have the same spirit of faith. As, right? We believe, therefore we speak. Now, there's something else called mental assent. We're going to see that in another teaching. Mental assent. I'm going to teach us shortly around that. Amen. Not now, but maybe made up by this teaching. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. The character of God's word. Sometimes some believers don't know the character of God's word. They don't know. They don't know the character of God's word. What you believe is what you say. Some people have mental assent. Mental assent looks like faith, but it's not faith. You know, I can be teaching like this, then God's word, I say, true, but it's not faith. When you say, true, and you do nothing with it. You do nothing with it. When you get out the door there, you forget everything. That is mental assent. It's not faith. What do I mean? It's called mental assent. It is not faith. Faith is, I've heard God's word. This is what he says, and I believe it, and I say it. That's faith. Hallelujah. Faith means I'm going to echo God's word back. Why am I echoing it? I'm echoing it that my mind will hear it. Amen. You see, what influences the mind is not what you say once. What influences the mind is not because you are in church and you heard the words. Sometimes you hear the word taught and you are sitting in church and you forget 80% of it. A dear man of God said, people only remember 20% of what they learned the first time. Because there's some number, you go over your notes again and say, oh, I have this thing here. Some people can be in a meeting, they heard things in the meeting and can't remember what they heard. So when the word of God is taught, and pastors need to hear this. Our pastors here, you need to hear this, and leaders need to hear this. Your brethren will only remember 20% of the things that you say. That's what Peter would say, Paul would say, for me to write the same thing again to you. Right? He says, for your good. For you, it's safe. Do you understand me? So write it again. Why are you writing it again? Because you know that they won't remember it the first time you say it. The same thing, when you hear the message of God's word, when you hear God's word, many times you don't remember it. All of it. So what you do is, you now actively start feeding on it. Do you see that? Feeding on it is, as I hear it, I'll say it. I'm hearing God's word, I've heard it, or this is what it says, and I'm saying it out. Hallelujah. I make progress. Hallelujah. I'm saying God's word. Some people hear God's word, They know that God, in God's word, there's no fear. Right? You've heard God's word. Right? Thou have the Spirit of God. Yes. They hear those things. Yes. I say, yes, sir. I hear you, sir. I hear you, sir. Word. The fact that you are shouting word doesn't mean it is word, really. Word. So they ride on, Papa. No, the Papa. Ride on, sir. I hear you. After they are done with, I hear you. You'll get into Snapchat and be hearing another thing. Amen. TikTok and be hearing something else. Amen. You hear rubbish. But you know what? Yes. You have got what? And then at night you are afraid. So what are you hearing? He ain't got what? And then, you know, I remember something that happened that someone told me. This is real life. I'm trying to remember the name of the man of God. But a dear man of God, in UK years back, the Queen of Scotland was killing people, including missionaries, were killing them. The Queen, if you, so there's this man of God, he will carry his horse, short man. That's how they describe him, short man. I don't remember his name. He will carry his horse and drive by there, and then he will say, God will save Scotland. You know, can save it. So the Queen was angry, but she said, the Queen was afraid of the God of that pastor. So he now sent a letter to the pastor, the man of God. He said to him, I fear you, but I'm going to kill you. He told him. He said, I'll kill you. The Queen has been killing people. He said, I'll kill you. And then when the letter got to the man of God responded back to the letter of the Queen with the person that brought the letter. Say, go back, tell the Queen that I'm not afraid of her. I just finished speaking to the King. How will I be afraid of the Queen? So I just finished speaking to the King. Who does he call the King? God. Hallelujah. Just finished speaking to the King. He said, I've been with the King 8 hours. I just came out from a conversation with the King 8 hours. I'm not afraid of the Queen. Sent that report back to the Queen. Queen couldn't kill him. How? How would you kill him? Amen. Daring faith. Amen. Daring faith. Look at Elijah. Elijah, man of God. After all the miracles, Jezebel just threatened him, pinned Iran. He ran for his life. Hey, man. Hey, God. Oh, hey. I'm telling God, I'm the only one left. How about your God that killed them? God said, I have 7,000. I'm not about to bow. Because Jezebel chasing you, you run. Amen. Glory to God. When they see fear in your heart, when they see fear in your life, it therefore means that you are not hearing God's word well. Come and hear me. Once there is fear, once there's an atom of fear in your life, you're not hearing God's word. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, hear me. Someone said, I was going for evangelism and then my heart was skipping. You have to do something about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You say God's word till it drowns every other information, till it drowns every fear, every anxiety, every... Amen. You say God's word till it drowns every other thing. See, you can say God's word to a point, or you can say God's word and, you know, you become repulsive to informations that are inconsistent with the word of God. How can they believe that God is coming? But you can say, no, God, the joy of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? Because you are soaked with God's word. Hallelujah. You feed on God's word. You say things like this, my mind is the holy ground. We're getting there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you are not saying it first because there's an issue. You are saying it because that is God's word. The major reason why she said God's word is not because there's an issue. The major reason why you are hearing God's word is not because there's an issue. No. You are hearing God's word and you are seeing it because that is how it ought to be. That is worship to God. Amen. That's worship to God. So you are saying God's word. You are being proactive. You are not looking for a problem first. No. Amen. Amen. God's word is not first to solve. Okay, let me not go there. God's word is first worship to God. Amen. God's word is first worship of God. So you are saying it in your mind. Saying it in your mind so well. Word. It's faith filled. Faith filled. Hallelujah. Faith filled. Positive saying sometimes might not be consistent with God's word. And might be morally consistent. Now how do I know faith filled words are words that are consistent with the scriptures? Hope you are with me. Amen. You don't even say joy is coming. Joy is coming. Joy is positive words. You are being positive. But that's not consistent with scriptures. Hallelujah. Right? Joy is coming. You are being positive. But it's not consistent with God. So God's word is, in the kingdom of God, what you have is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So joy is not what is coming. Joy is what you have. Amen. So it's very vital you know the difference. That I know that there will be light. I know that. No, you're not saying I know there will be light. That's inconsistent. You are being positive, but you're not consistent. In the midst of darkness, the Bible speaks about God. It says, who called those things that be not as though they were. So that means you're not seeing the light, but you're not saying, light is coming. I know at the end of the tunnel is light. That's motivational speaking. No people tell you that. You can say that for business. But I know at the end of this tunnel we are going through this hurdle in our business, there will be light. That is beyond this. But when it comes to God's word, you are going through challenge, and then somebody is telling you, you know, just say it like this, that at the end of the tunnel light will come. At the end of, you are just consoling yourself with positive words that didn't consider with God's word. God's word is in the midst of that darkness, in the midst of that trouble, that turbulence, you are saying, I have the light of God. Hallelujah. That's God's word. God's word is, I have it now. So there's problem, there's issue. You say, I have the light of God. The light of God. I have God's light in me. I have God's light oozing through me. Hallelujah. God's light. Amen. Amen. You're about to do something and then I've heard people say, I am confused. No, you don't say I'm confused. Amen. Amen. You know, there's someone, and that's something else, who was told, you don't say I don't know it. Even if you don't know it, just say I know it. I will know it. I will know it. That is, you are, you know, is this time religion? It's not considered with God's word. Amen. God's word is, I have light. Hallelujah. I don't walk in confusion. I have the light of God's word. I know what to do part time. I'm saying God's word. Amen. I have the light of life. I have it now. And I walk in it now. Hallelujah. It's not at the end, I know there will be light at the end of the tunnel. I know there will be light at the end of the tunnel. That's rubbish. That is instant religion. That is trying to be positive. Amen. That's not the word of God. Hope you're hearing me. Hope you can differentiate the difference. Hope you can see the difference now. One is consistent with God's word. The other is not. Amen. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. 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 Someone said, I have the forces of light working for me. No, you say, I have light. So much more welling up within me, around me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't have the forces of light working anywhere for me. I have light. Hallelujah. And it's shining everywhere. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have light. Have light. Have light. Have light. The light of God. I have the light of God. You know, you're saying it so well. So well. I have the wisdom of God. I have the wisdom of God. I know how to deal in life wisely. I know how to deal in life wisely. I have the wisdom of God. I know what to do by the Holy Ghost. How to do what He wants me to do. I have the wisdom of God. You're not saying it because there's a problem. You are saying it to yourself consistently. Hallelujah. I have the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Amen. He said God's word proactively. Proactively. It doesn't necessarily have to be saying the opposite of what is going wrong. He's saying God's word. So God's word is not saying opposite of something wrong. God's word is you being consistent no matter what the circumstances is. That's God's word. God's word is me being consistent no matter how the circumstances go. I'm just consistent. I'm just consistent. Hallelujah. I'm just consistent. I'm just consistent. David saw Goliath. And Goliath was having sword. Goliath was carrying he was dressed as a man of war. David had nothing. He saw someone with a long sword. Saw that somebody has had to help him carry. Hefty men will carry Goliath's sword and give him. Hefty men. Not one man. Hefty men will carry his sword. He will hold the sword. He's a giant. And David saw him. You know, David didn't say, oh my God. Oh my God. Hey, let me be positive. What is positive thinking there? I don't know what kind of positive thinking David can have. Because no positive thinking can take David out of that issue. But David didn't look at Goliath. But Goliath said, I will kill you. I will cut off your neck. David said, you come to me with sword, with this and that. He said, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. The God whose armies you've defied. Hallelujah. He then told Goliath, I will cut off your neck. I will give the carcasses of not just your body, but of the whole Philistines to the birds of the air, that you will know that there's the God in Israel. How was the prophet speaking? He was speaking God's word. How? He had told them he had just defied the God of the armies of Israel. And was not referring to the host of heaven. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he knew that it was not his stone that will cut off Goliath's head. He knew that it was going to happen by the mighty hand of God. He had seen it before in the killing of the bears and the lion. And he said, God who has done it before is going to do it again. Hallelujah. I begin to get closer to what we're looking at today as we go. Amen. 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 So as you consciously speak out God's word, be careful of going back again to hearing rubbish. Be careful. So if you're saying God's word to yourself, make sure you're not going back again and then you're not hearing things that you now make you confess God's word concerning those things. No. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So what about how do I deal with negative thoughts when they come? How do I deal with it? Now, some people mistakenly, I want to call it mistake. Some people mistakenly, there's a wrong thought. Now, I told you, you cannot stop yourself from thinking wrong. Or you cannot stop thoughts from flying over your head. You can't stop it, right? Thoughts will come. Different kind of thoughts. Some people even think rubbish thoughts. Let me just be coming out. I'm just see 10 billionaire inside Ghana Mochi. Now and you just go and wake up from your sleep. You watch too much Super Story. You know, this is Super Story. Just come and just see 10 billion outside your gate. If you come and see 10 billion outside your gate, what should you do? Return it to the authorities and be at peace. But you will see it. That's not me. Say, sir, what about if it is miracle money? How about a Gariba? Miracle money does not pass 1,500, 2,000. Amen. Actually, he's the chief of miracle money. It's his calling. Amen. Some people think, now, I said you cannot stop the bird from flying, but you can stop the bird from perching on your head. Right? That's how thoughts are. You can't stop wrong thoughts from flying, or you can't stop thoughts from going around. But it can stop a thought from settling in your mind. I said it to us. Some people just enjoy bad thoughts. Some people do. You just imagining nonsense. Vain imagination. Don't get to that point. Now people get to that point because they don't know how to deal with thoughts. So they just stay with it. Some people, they try to replace thoughts with thoughts. A wrong thought, they say, let me replace it with good one. Let me replace it. How? How? That's not how you replace thoughts. That's not how you deal with thoughts. Hallelujah. It's a wrong approach. Look at 2 Corinthians 10. 2 Corinthians 10. So, remember I told you, God's word is written. I mean, it was first spoken. Then it was written so that it will be. Say it again. Say it together. God's word was first. Everybody wants to go. God's word was first. Then it was. So it will be. Thank you. It was first spoken. Then it was written. So it will be spoken. 2 Corinthians 10. Verse 4. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Can you see that? The weapons are of God, or our weapons are not carnal. I mean, they are, for the weapons of our warfare, so there's a warfare, are not carnal, but mighty through God. Now let's see from verse 3, let's see what it is. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Do you see that? You see that? Hallelujah. So we walk in the flesh, do not war after the flesh. In other words, for the weapon of our warfare that we war with. So they are not carnal. So they are not carnal. It says, for they are mighty to God. In scripture also, they are mighty in God. Or they are mighty towards God. Amen. It says, so they are pulling down of strongholds. Now let's see what they explain as stronghold. Because it's casting down imagination. Imagination is that thought process. Is that thoughts? So our weapon will deal with thoughts. Casting down imaginations. He says, and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So that means I can bring thoughts to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. I can bring wrong thoughts to the obedience of Christ. I can bring thoughts. Wrong thoughts is coming. It's coming through my thought. Wrong things are coming into my thought process. I can bring my thought process to the obedience of God's word. Hallelujah. I say, how would you do it? He said, our weapons are not carnal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, if our weapons are not carnal, our weapon is His word. Look at Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6. Let's see how Paul explains some things. He said, put on the whole armor of God, verse 11, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For it was not against flesh and blood. The same thing by the principalities, the power, the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in every place. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded with truth, having the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, taking the shield of faith. Where will you be able to quench all the fire that of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So our weapon is what you have. We have the sword of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We have the what? The sword of the Spirit. He calls it the word of God. Hallelujah. The sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit. So that means, how I deal with negative thoughts when they come is with God's word. How I deal with negative thoughts when they come is with God's word. God's word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's word. God's word. God's word is the response to bringing my thoughts to obedience. That means when there's a wrong thought coming. Now let's say you are walking and then you have a wrong thought. That's a wrong thought of, you are going to fail in life. You know, so that can be a thought. Somebody said, I'm scared of being an adult. I don't say, why? Say, ah. Well, why would you be scared? When all the songs you've been reading or you've been listening to is adulthood, not scam. So you're not scared. You see that? Because that's the result. See, that song will not come to you as adulthood has come. It will bring a thought process that makes you scared of tomorrow. Now I'm thinking, how am I going to survive? How am I going to... Ah, man. Truly. Ah! Now when those thoughts come, you don't need to allow those thoughts to set you. When it's getting to... You just speak God's word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say God's word immediately. I walk in his plan, purpose, and pursuit. All things work for my good. Amen. Don't say I would replace it when I get home. No. If the thought comes on the road, you say all things are working for my good in the name of Jesus. I know what to do, how to do what God wants me to do in the name of Jesus Christ. My path is as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter until it's perfect day. Amen. I still do that thing tomorrow. I don't allow it to set you. Amen. I say God's word. Even if I'm on the road, even if I'm walking, I say God's word. See, all I care, for all you care, not me, for all you care, say I'm mad, say I'm crazy, but come on, I'm making progress. I'm moving forward. I'm advancing in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You know, those thoughts can be very crazy. You're just thinking about your account. Your account is showing you red signal. No, it's red signal. 1515. And then if you look at your phone, you are owing MTN 3,000. You look here, I'm owing Brody 7,000. You're not working. And then the thought just comes in. Ah, all these things. See, don't respond in tongues to say, oh, shalaba shalaba. No, you don't need tongues to respond. You respond in what? In your understanding of God's word. Amen. Hold on me. Say, oh, power, power, power. Bro. It is your mind that this you are dealing with. Amen. It's not tongues. Because when you speak tongues, you're not looking for interpretation to your mind. Amen. Hold on with me. Amen. Don't confuse you. Don't say, sir, when it's, I just spoke in tongues. No, it's not tongues. Hallelujah. Amen. You speak in the spirit. See, when we speak God's word, I'm going to show you next week. When we speak God's word, it's called the communication of the spirit. You hear me? And I'm speaking God's word to you. It's the communication of the spirit of God. So when you speak God's word, it's the communication of the spirit. So you need to hear this. Now when you say God's word like this, you are communicating the spirit of God to your mind. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We hear that. I'll show us that next week. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you say God's word. You say God's word. You say God's word. You say God's word. Hallelujah. That's because everybody, you know, some people are like that. Because your parents don't have money. You are not from a very, very wealthy family. And you go to a school where there are rich children there. And then you try to feel bad. Right? Feel bad. Some people now say, you are poor. You know, you just start coming to your head. I'm poor. I'm poor child. No, you say no. 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 Hallelujah. You respond in God's word. Amen. Amen. You are from a poor family. That thing can just come to your head. So some people even think about, why did they not born me in US? Why did they born me in Nigeria? Of all places, Oshodi. Of all places, Ogoloko. Of all places. Why did they? Why? Some people even say rubbish like, okay, when other people's parents are making money, where was my parents? You are going to become a parent. Maybe your children should ask you, rubbish. That's rubbish. Never say so. Never allow such thoughts to come. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So when those kind of thoughts are coming, you say, I'm the king's kid. I'm born of God. My father owns the whole world. You don't allow such things to stay. Hallelujah. And when you say God's word that way, that those thoughts will leave. So how consistent should I say God's word? It's not once. God's word, what I should say every time. Amen. Know what I say once. I say it every time. I'll close with this. I will take it up from there. I'll close with Abraham's story in Romans chapter 5. Just see Abraham's story. Abraham, I mean Romans chapter 4. Verses 17, let me just get to 17. We'll look at all. He said, as it is written, I've made the father of many nations. Before him who believed, even God who quickened the dead, and called those things that be not as though they were. Can you see that? That's God. And who against hope believed in hope, that he might be the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. So when it says Abraham is the father of many nations, it's not saying, you know, some people say, Abraham is my father. Is Abraham is your son named Abraham? Even if your son name is Abraham in the Bible? So leave that of this talk. Abraham is my father. Abraham is my father. You know, father, oh, I'm the son of Abraham. Let me conquer you. You are not Abraham's son. When you use the word father there of many nations, was referring, we're going to see that. He says, when you, okay, let me say that to you. When you say Abraham is the father of many nations there, is Abraham is that example of the faith of God. So father is this one example. You see that? So if you say Abraham is the father of nations, Abraham is the example of God's faith in the nations. Hallelujah. Look at verses 19. That's what I'm going to. He now says, verse 19, and not being weak in faith, he considered his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving thanks or giving glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that means Abraham was strong in faith. He said he considered not his body dead when he was 100 years. God said he was going to be Abraham. From Abraham. Abraham means father. But his name will now be Abraham, father of many, and he has none. He has nothing. So Abraham went ahead. He didn't consider his own body. He didn't consider what the doctors told him. The doctors might have told him 100 years old, once you're born. For where? It's not possible. You see that? Sarah, they have passed medically, Sarah has passed menopause. She cannot produce, she cannot give birth again. Right? But he did not consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not consider his own body now dead. He said he staggered not at the promise of God. That means God has said something. This is situations of things. God has said something. That thought will come. Can you really give birth? Right? But he had God's word. I believe God's word. God has said it that I will see. So he now becomes for us that example of faith. God's word has said so that he will see. Hallelujah. What has God's word said? He is the father of many nations. The Bible says he staggered not at the promise of God. He didn't stagger at God's promise. Meaning he went ahead and called himself Abraham. You know, people will laugh at him and say, you would have no child. How can you be answering father of many? You see that? We'll never even hear you finish. Say your name is Abraham, father of one. You do not see one. You aren't calling many. But he went ahead. The Bible says, staggered not at God's promise through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. So that means, when I say God's word, I'm glorifying God. When I say God, when I feed my mind, I'm glorifying God in my life. I'm glorifying God in my body and in my mind. I'm glorifying God when I say God's word. Hallelujah. So what are you going to do with God's word? What are you going to do with God's word? You're going to sing, right? You trust that? You believe so? Are you sure? Are you sure? Hallelujah. So before we pray, I want us to take an activity quickly. Carry your Bibles. See, I mean, carry your writing material. Hold on. Hallelujah. Before we pray. You are sleeping and I'm done teaching.